From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. The World Health Organization has a new plan to combat the world's obesity epidemic. The guidelines, approved over the weekend, call for countries to educate their citizens to cut back on high-fat foods, on sugar and salt, and to increase their consumption of fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and nuts. It took more than 2 years of intense debate for the countries of the world to agree on the fine points of this advice, and NPR's Snigdha Prakash reports that some of the most intense opposition came from the sugar industry.
The world is drowning in a sea of sugar, but economist Jack Roney of the American Sugar Alliance says farmers won't stop growing it.
The sugar economy of the world is sick. There's obviously something wrong.
Economists say they know what's wrong. Big subsidies by governments around the world. William Cromarty was a sugar analyst and broker for 40 years until his retirement a few years ago. He says the subsidies encourage farmers to grow sugar even when world prices are so low they don't even cover the farmers' costs.
Most countries do not want to run out of sugar. It's such a staple in the diet that when shortages occur, it's a crisis.
So practically every country in the world that can grow sugar does. The list includes 120 countries, and governments in each of those countries pay their farmers above market prices. Economist Jack Roney says that the sugar subsidies also protect a critical element of the rural economy in many developing countries.
Examples would range from Mexico to Mauritius to Fiji. Those countries go to enormous efforts to ensure that those cane producing and processing jobs remain in place.
It seems unlikely that the world's sugar glut will end anytime soon, which makes the prospect of shrinking demand all the more worrisome and goes a long way to explaining why the sugar industry fought the WHO guidelines so hard. Demand in the U.S. has already fallen for 2 years in a row as consumers adopted low-carb diets. And Jack Roney says the WHO guidelines could mean more bad news in the future.
If the world did adopt or follow a guideline which called for a substantial decrease in sugar consumption, it would be an economic disaster for quite a number of countries, mainly developing countries.
Indeed, Mauritius and Brazil were the last holdouts against the guidelines. The stakes are high for U.S. growers, too, because Americans consume far more sugar than the WHO recommends. The politically powerful U.S. industry has beaten back many attempts to roll back its government subsidies in the past, and it's been a big player over the past 2 years in efforts to defeat the WHO guidelines. Now that the guidelines have been formally adopted, the industry's pinning its hopes on what it's always had going for it, the world's sweet tooth. Snigdha Prakash, NPR News, Washington.